Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a satellite salute out there to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, and our hospital and ER room workers, too, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse workers, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And joining us for hour number two, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And Kyle, we get to say the pledge for a second time. You ready?
Sounds good.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God in there because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And I'd like to give a special shout out to all our listeners tonight down in Sarasota, Bradenton, Lakewood Ranch, Venice, on 930 The Answer, as well as on FM 93.7. I will be in Sarasota today for the gun show, the Two Guys Gun Show, there at Robarts Arena. Gates doors open at 9 a.m. They go till 5 p.m. today. Tomorrow, Sunday, 9 to 3. And if you want to get a concealed carry permit, the class to get the certificate starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can sign up when you go in the door there, and then you get into class, and boom, you're on your way to getting your concealed carry permit. So, Kyle, 1.76 million jobs officially created, 10.2% unemployment, down a full percentage point. Larry Kudlow comes out and says, we're going to be down to single digits unemployment by the end of the year. And the president has created some 12 million jobs out of the 40 million or so that were lost since this started.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And that 1.8 million jobs in July is actually better than they expected. They were expecting about 1.5 million or 1.48 million to be exact. But one of the things that does hinge on this is that, and this is what the market sort of is looking at or anticipating, I think, and that is the next stimulus package that hopefully would come out soon. But that, of course, has been stalled. But either way, these numbers are very good in terms of the circumstances that we're under right now. And at the very least, we know a lot of people have gone back to work. That's a good thing.
But the president has a possible executive order or two or three coming out this weekend, and those might be?
Well, first of all, he may have a, again, if executed, there will be a payroll tax deferment, we understand. This is part of the
7.9%. That, in effect, would be a pay raise of 7.9%.
Exactly. So it's not a stimulus check, but it is, in fact, extra money, no doubt about it. Also, they would extend the unemployment benefits until the end of this year. And along with that, student loans would be deferred. Interest rates would also be forgiven on those. And then the other one would be extending evictions moratoriums. So that would be very important, of course, to people who, through no fault of their own, you know, they're shut down.
That is a no-brainer, because for the people that are out of work that can't pay for their mortgages, they have to be able to renegotiate them somehow. And just having a greedy landlord going, well, I'm going to throw them all out and start over, and all that stuff. No, that's not the way, because we're going to have people. Hundreds of thousands of people are going to be out in the street if this is not done correctly.
Well, that's right. And you know, Captain, I've often...
Maybe millions.
Well, you're right. It's talk about a tsunami. It's a super tsunami at that point. But, you know, we've often talked about that this is something that has befallen our nation. This isn't an organic problem.
No.
But this is just as if we were attacked by, you know, some kind of physical, you know, military-style attack or something, and we'd be fighting back. Well, this is essentially an attack. Again, no matter how that virus got out, and it's devastated a lot of people's lives, not only physically, but economically in this case. And so this is part of that emergency response. We're trying to make sure that the American people don't go down as a result of this kind of situation.
And how? And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we talk to him six nights a week here in the radio show, and Kyle does a bang-up job. People like what he's doing, and we keep on doing it because of that. Okay, the Democrats and the gaffes being done by Mr. Biden all week long.
Right.
Guess what?
What's that?
MSNBC hasn't said one word.
I'm not surprised. Can't say I'm surprised. But I have seen other reports, though, where they are talking about this. And they're talking about, of course, Joe Biden's reaction to the CBS correspondent who simply asked him a question that Joe Biden himself really opened up at that press conference about cognitive testing. And it was a good question. It was a legitimate question. And Biden just went off on him.
Now, there was a rape suspect released because of the COVID. He came out of jail. First thing he did was go find his accuser and kill her.
That's right. We understand that was, in, I think, near Alexandria, Virginia. The cops got a hold of him after he committed that act, we understand. Then he shot himself. He's in grave condition.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I've got to take a little break. We'll be right back. Got a lot more stuff to talk about, including what's transpiring again out there in California, IA, and Joral, Ohio. By the way, got beat again in Arizona. He tried his comeback bit for the second time.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. Larry Elder, and you hear him on many of our Salem stations weeknights from 6 to 9 p.m. Now, the other thing is this part of the program is our fun part, brought to you by Auto Glass America. And in the times we're living in, someone needs to give you a break. Now, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them the captain sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim and come to your home or your office and do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of service. If you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Gainesville, Ocala, and guess what? Those are the surrounding areas, too. They're ready to take care of your windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you for $100 cash today. And, Kyle, your cue. What do they do?
Auto Glass America.
There you go. All right. And we're back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Yeah, that's a good thing. All right, let me see here. Back to the telephone lines. Here we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. It's Pat.
What's up?
I was wondering if I heard Kyle right, there's not going to be a stimulus check, because I keep up with that for my little neighbor. And she's
well,
been asking
not that. As of right now, no. There's been no stimulus agreed upon, and there won't be one. By the way, unemployment benefits have stopped, the extra $600 a week, as of right now, until something else is done.
Okay, well, this is just my little elderly neighbor, and she asks me every time she sees me because she doesn't understand.
No stimulus as of the present time, and the president cannot make an executive order to make one magically appear. It's got to be Congress, and we know who's holding it up.
Right, and I love Kyle singing that song. It's fantastic. You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Pat. Bye-bye. And that's Pat up in Kentucky. Okay, Kyle, you got an attaboy on that one. All right, let's go back to the phone line here. Let me see. I think I know who this is. Is this Ian again?
Yeah, I wanted to add one more comment. Yeah, the Democrats are not going to play ball with the stimulus thing that Trump and company are proposing, which, ironically, a lot of this stuff that he's proposing is Democrat, historically, Trump-priming policies, which
right.
is what we need to give us a shot in the arm.
Right.
They're not going to do this because if he can get the economy going again, it's going to make him a better chance of winning the election.
Yeah.
Now, I got two more comments. Another comment is, I don't care what you think about Trump. Sometimes he makes me mad, and I hate him, but overall, you know, I'm giving him C's and B's. He made the economy turn around once. He can do it again.
I know that.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we've got to stick with him. Now, I want to pivot back to China because this is all interrelated. Kyle mentioned before in the previous segment, you know, it got loose, meaning COVID. However, it was deployed.
Sure.
We can debate that all night. However this thing, quote unquote, got loose. Remember Chinese military strategy going back 5,000 years to the original strategist, Sun Tzu. You know, our military is the generals getting like Patton and fight, go man of the mano.
Okay.
Not the Chinese.
But let's just mention a fact here right now. Thousands of people traveled to Europe from China while all this was going on. They let it loose, all right, in China first.
Europe first.
There we go, yeah.
The Chinese used their own citizens
as
unwitting carriers.
Okay.
Didn't give them a whip.
Okay, wrap it up.
Throw them away.
Okay.
I'm going to wrap it up with this. The Chinese military strategy is never to confront the enemy directly.
Yeah.
The mark of a good general historically in Chinese military strategy is not even to go into combat. Defeat him with other ways, okay?
That's true.
That's what they're doing. It's not to go mano a mano to go into combat.
All right.
That's the bad general does that.
Right.
A good general.
Thank you.
Lets them defeat themselves. That's what they're doing.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, and that's Ian. And, again, he raises some very interesting points there. Kyle, what say you?
Well, right. There is some kind of plan, obviously, that the Chinese are following in so many cases, whether it be economically, geopolitically. They mean for this to be the Chinese century, one would think. The United States is a major stumbling block to whatever it is that they would like their influence to be around the world. And so unfortunately, and you know, Captain, it's really something to see how many people in the media, for example, just come out against President Trump. They don't want him to say the so-called China virus or the Wuhan virus, and they try to make it into some kind of a racist or xenophobic kind of term.
Yep.
But the president's trying to remind us where all this happened.
Now, the FAA employees are questioning the industry push to back off some safety issues. This could be really disturbing. I don't know what they're backing off on, but next week, Bo comes in from National Aviation Academy, and I'm going to ask him what it is that's going on here. This doesn't even sound right.
Well, right, and whatever this might be, and of course, obviously, it would have something to do, one would think, with the cutbacks and all of the takedown from the coronavirus, basically, of the airline industry. But we know, Captain, one thing though, and that is, air crashes and air disasters typically aren't the result of one thing.
No.
They're the result of several things in succession. And so once you start sort of monkeying around with the procedures or any of the safety protocols or any of those kinds of things, you could set in motion a catastrophe. So that's why those rules are there. That's why those checklists are there. Well, and again, we don't know exactly what it is at this point, but again, common sense would say if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. The federal union that represents the VA employees at the Veterans Administration, that includes the hospitals too, are saying that a recent survey details massive racism issues at the VA.
Well, interesting. I mean, obviously, they'd have to have...
They hire a lot of minorities, so I'm having a little problem trying to understand what that's all about.
Well, exactly. So, I mean, those are very serious kinds of accusations. They would have to be borne out by facts.
Yeah. By the way, yesterday was Herman Cain's funeral in Atlanta. Very solemn day in Atlanta. Very, very popular individual, former presidential candidate. And Liberty College's, Liberty University's Jerry Falwell Jr. is taking a leave of absence.
Yeah, I heard about that. I think there was some sort of dust up with a picture that he took just recently, some such thing. But, yeah, that's very interesting about Falwell. But with Herman Cain, you know, I was just really, really sad to hear of his passing. He was very inspirational to me personally. I appreciated his campaign very much. I loved to hear him as a broadcaster.
999.
The 999. And really, Herman Cain just embodied the American dream. He was somebody who you could, you know, sit down and have a beer with or you know, just share a meal and be able to talk. And I think, you know, become friends. And I think you'd get a lot from Herman Cain. So we just, our hearts go out to his family, obviously.
What's the deal with the Russian officials right now denigrating Biden ahead of this election? Are they trying to back off him all of a sudden when they kind of think that he's their best hope for maybe gaining some things here in the U.S.?
Well, yeah, that's a real good question. You know, we understand that what the U.S. intelligence officials are saying is that Russia is using these different measures, they say, to denigrate Joe Biden. And so for whatever reason that they're doing it, and of course, you know what that's going to be played as, Captain, is going to be played as, you see, Russia's helping Trump, and Trump is just a puppet of the Russians, and all this other kind of stuff. But we'll see.
By the way, the Youth Liberation Movement in Portland just showed one of their ads for, you know, they're going to have another rally. No cops, no prisons. Yeah, no cops, no prisons. And this was the one that the woman had the paint dumped on her.
Yeah, I saw the footage of that where this older woman is, you know, essentially standing up to this mob, and they just dump paint all over her and get in her face and just very, very intimidating. This is not the kind of thing.
Yeah, and they're setting fires going down the street. Here we go again, setting fires. Yep, that's the peaceful crowd that's there.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, obviously, and I'm not trying to be funny, but typically little old ladies are sort of off limits, you know, to do violence upon. I think that's obvious. And but again, it's the normalization, Captain, of the things that we're seeing happening in the streets, especially in places like Portland. And it's heartbreaking, but it's also completely wrong, obviously.
Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren. He's coming back for another segment, plus the Truckers Highway and Bible Report before he leaves for the weekend to take a day off and whatnot. And we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is all about America here on the program. We, the people, run the show. They don't run us. We run them. They work for us. And if they don't understand that, we can vote them out of office November the 3rd. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows spent his day on Capitol Hill talking to Democrats who have not budged in their position on coronavirus relief.
Yeah, I think it's interesting just to hear the comments from Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi saying that they want a deal when behind closed doors their actions do not indicate the same thing. They can't come up with any significant cuts in their bill. What they want is a $2.5 trillion blank check. We came up here today just to hear the same thing that we've heard repeated for the last 2 weeks.
Republicans and Democrats are mostly split on how to continue to provide support for unemployed Americans, even though both sides continue to say it's a priority. Democrats are still asking for $600 a week for out-of-work individuals, which Republicans say discourage workers from seeking out new employment opportunities. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkaline. And due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at BoomerNaturals.com. Now, we're all experiencing something that we've been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover, and here we go again. Even though many of you don't want to do it, you got no choice in the matter unless you want to pay the fine or whatever. Now, it really does matter what type of face cover you wear if you really want protection. Now, Boomer Naturals has a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. They're in stock now, and they ship to you right away. These multi-use covers are also very affordable, about 30 cents per day, lots of different styles, including patriotic American flags and whatnot. And one reason why these are so highly protective as the inner layer is enhanced with the nano silver technology woven into the fabric that may enhance filtration and block droplets and tiny particles. Now, Boomer Naturals also donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of people in need. So you can order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20 at checkout to save 20%. Now, they also have other wellness products there, so check out, see what they got, because this promo code CAPTAIN20, the 20% savings, applies to anything you buy, period. So, BoomerNaturals.com, promo code CAPTAIN20 to save 20%, BoomerNaturals.com. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Kanye West has hinted that the reason he's running for president, and he's going to be on the ballot apparently in a few states, is to be a spoiler against Joe Biden.
Yeah, I have heard it. I've heard about that, and it's very possible. We don't know exactly mathematically just how he would be able to do that.
He's polling at about 2%.
Yeah, exactly. But again, he's got to be on the ballot in these different states, and in some cases, who knows, maybe even a write-in, you know. But Kanye West, at the very least, is, I think, maybe trying to demonstrate that there are alternatives, because honestly, what we have seen happen with the Biden campaign, especially as it relates to the African-American community, is just off the charts. You know, I don't think we've ever seen something like this in the modern political era, that is.
Now, I've had a couple of other people chime in here wanting to know about this stimulus thing, because they don't understand who's at fault or what's going on or whatnot. Okay, here's where we're at. There is no stimulus check going anywhere right now. That is because of the fact that they can't agree on the unemployment amount of money to be given. Nancy Pelosi, to begin with, wanted the full $600 till the end of the year. Yesterday she came forth and said, well, we'll take it down to $300. We'll meet you halfway. The president has said, no, we'll do $200. Maybe they can meet halfway between the $200 and the $300 and come up with $250. Maybe that'll be the source for the solving of the problem. But this has all started with the Democrats, and if you take a look at everything that they're trying to get, it's everything imaginable that you ever heard the Democratic Party wanting before, period, and they think now's the time to do it, so they've thrown it all into the pot. So blame them for the delay. Now, we also know that there's no unemployment extra benefit going out to any people, correct?
That's right. That's ended as of now. That's right.
So they're still getting their $275 or whatever they get per week, period.
Mm-hmm. But not the extra, as I understand. Right.
But now, to me, my way of thinking, that means some of those people that were getting paid more to not work, and suddenly they're going into the second week of not getting checks, maybe they'll go back to their jobs.
That's a distinct possibility, assuming, A, that their job is still there, obviously. But what was happening, though, Captain, is that as they stayed out of work, because they were literally making more by not going to work, then that also helps to keep the unemployment numbers higher, and the Democrats can say, look at President Trump. He has plunged us into high unemployment. You know, in other words, there's always an angle with the Democrats.
Well, the fast food businesses like McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Wendy's, Pizza Hut are hiring, big time hiring, because their employees are collecting unemployment because they were the ones that were making less money. And when that $600 in there, you know, you'd be, I guess they were figuring they were going to make a fortune with all that extra free money that was in there. But now those people have got to go back to work.
Well, exactly. Now, what happens, Captain, if they suddenly they're out of work again very, very quickly because of some shutdown or some other economic issue?
Well, you get into the situation where how many days of eligibility did you have to begin with the last 4 months that you worked that makes you eligible to collect unemployment? You just can't come back after not having worked for a bunch of months and have 0 days of work days in there and qualify immediately for unemployment. So that's the other problem they have.
Right. But, of course, the upshot.
And that's many states are like that. They have to work so many days a year to qualify for unemployment. They just don't get unemployment because they came back and worked for a few days or a week or maybe even 2 weeks. There are some states in the country where you got to work for a certain amount of days, and it almost is a month or more or two.
It precisely. And even so, this is one of the reasons why those stimulus checks are so important. You know, people out there are, you know, they've heard the news reports and they see the negotiations going on, but deep down I think they're saying to themselves, yeah, but they're going to send the checks, right? That kind of thing, because
no.
Because people are really, really hurting. This is a major problem. And if they don't get those checks, then again, it doesn't matter how long you defer the eviction.
You're getting your normal unemployment check, but you are not getting anything other than that.
Right, precisely. But I think wasn't there a survey the other day, some 63% said they needed another check just to get by.
50,000 people in the survey, so that was significant. And the Congress has to know that. But I'm telling you, if you're going to blame somebody, don't blame President Trump. don't blame the Republicans either. They've been trying to do this. Blame the damn Democrats that are sitting on this stuff. We've known since May what they wanted to do, $3.4 trillion. We've known that. We don't have $3.4 trillion. We don't have it.
No, we just have to print it, I guess.
That's it. That's
yes.
it.
And but again, the Democrats, the Democrat Party elite, they, I think, believe they've got America over a barrel.
They got it over a barrel, all right. The barrel's going to come back and roll right over them. Okay, let me get to something here before we have to move on. Much of Canada's last intact ice shelf has collapsed. Very surprised to hear that. They're all going, oh, my God, it's global warming. Well, is it?
Well, that's a...
It was a pretty cold winter up there this year.
Yes, exactly.
It's been hot the last few weeks, I'll grant you that one.
Well, one of the things, especially when it comes to the global warming or climate change thing, is that you take, you know, one particular story like this and you can't bend, you know, the future of the earth to it, basically, but it plays in a certain way in terms of how you can frame it in the media.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll just go with that. All right. And very quickly, President Trump has laid out some executive orders. He can't do anything about the stimulus checks. He does not have the power of the purse in that respect. That's the Congress. But what is it he's going to do?
Well, what we're hearing, Captain, is that what the president is going to set out to do, and again, I think all this has to be finalized, but one of the things would be the payroll tax deferment. Also, unemployment benefits would be extended until the end of 2020. Student loans would be deferred. Interest rates would be forgiven. And the moratorium on the evictions would be extended as well.
Okay, so at least people will still have a house or an apartment to live in.
Right, exactly. And again, one of the things, too, is that if you have a landlord for your mortgage or rent or whatever it might be, commercial, residential, whatever it is, you know, the key in many cases is communication. In some way, shape, or form. If the landlord can offer a deal, some of the things I'm hearing, Captain, is that they will, allow people to pay off whatever it is that they're not being able to pay right now over time. In other words, so being in communication and having a good deal is better than suddenly coming up at the end of the moratorium eviction or the eviction moratorium and then everything, you know, just goes away. That's not good.
Yeah, and you're in that business, right?
Well, yeah, in real estate, we hear about all these kinds of things, and it's an important thing, whether in order to, as I said, to communicate, because the landlord may also be going through some pretty bad times of their own in terms of they can't make their financing, they can't pay their payments, and so again, hopefully there'll be some relief coming our way or to the way of different people. But again, you just have to talk to your landlord and get out ahead of it.
Yeah, and of course, folks, we got our Truckers Highway and Byway report coming up here in just a second or so. After we take our break, we do have some changes in the weather. I'm seeing a couple of things here that are going to be talking about here when we come back, especially for up there just north of Grand Forks, North Dakota, and just up there in the central part of right on the border with Wisconsin of Minnesota. Got some flood warnings over in there for a bunch of rain they've had. All right, don't go anywhere. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. Thanks for whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Why shotgun?
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our buddy Donna Fiducia. She, of course, is up there in Carrollton, Georgia with her husband Don. They run the Double D Ranch up there, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. And the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And here we go.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud, dust, and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber, gonna rubber off of my mind.
Oh yeah, he's a highway junkie. Milwaukee, and he's going out there with the white line and the whole nine yards to go along with it. And Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is coming in here with me right now. We'll get to him in a second, but I want to read you the weather statement here. Strong to severe storms are expected to bring severe wind gusts and large hail across parts of South Dakota and Nebraska. And I might add, I'm starting to see flood warnings in central eastern Minnesota towards Wisconsin as well. Additional thunderstorm activity is likely Sunday from the northern plains into the upper Great Lakes, and a fire weather threat continues from portions of the Great Basin into the Rockies. And Kyle, take it away with the West.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, tonight we're starting off. We do have a gale warning off the Northern California coast and Northern California and Southern Oregon. But where the story is tonight, Captain, of course, is going to be in the excessive heat warning around Phoenix. That's going to be in the Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe area. We've got temperatures that can go up to 110 to 113 degrees, they say. And so you got to be careful there in the heat. The other major thing happening out in the West is we got a fire weather warning in southeastern Idaho. So if you're coming up out of Pocatello on the 15 freeway, you're going to have maybe some gusty winds, of course, low humidity as you approach Idaho Falls. So you want to be careful with that. Maybe gusty winds up to 40 miles an hour. And, of course, there's also, of course, the Flying J that's right there as you're going to come into Idaho Falls heading north on the 15. And then also down in Colorado around Grand Junction, we have an air quality alert going in that area as well. And that may be from, I think, some wildfires that are burning in that area.
Yeah, now our buddy Brooke Talks America, that's Brooke Says, from BrookTalksAmerica.com, the website, you can go there and check it out, is going to have a Truckers Appreciation Day on August the 29th. And she's trying to organize things for groups of people in your communities, wherever you're at, to stand up and wave flags and do this and that for the truckers and let them know that we appreciate everything they've been doing out there. So Brooke Talks America is where you go to find out more about that. Now, we do have a high heat advisory around Kansas City on down towards Emporia in Kansas tonight. We also have this area, which is to the east of Minneapolis and just north of I-94, where we've got a flood advisory going across right now, a flash flood advisory, towards the northwestern corner of Wisconsin. Now, up north of Grand Forks tonight, we've got a severe thunderstorm warning, which is in effect right now, so be advised of that. We also have up north of Watertown, New York, some weather up in there tonight that could break out at any moment. Looks like there's some flood watches and warnings up in there for what could be some heavy rain coming in there. We do have some inclement weather. The air quality is not very good in the southwestern corner of Ohio, and that's west of Cincinnati going towards the Indiana line. And then in Indiana, north of Louisville, coming up into up 65, coming up towards Indianapolis, you got about 40 or 50 miles of inclement weather there as well, and a poor air quality alert. And one little itty-bitty place up there off the East Coast where it looks like as if out in the Atlantic Ocean, you might have some rough weather there. It's not a gale warning, but it looks like as if there's some stuff churning up the water up there. And, Kyle, you've been to the pilots and Flying J's, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so you know what they're all about. And, again, your pilot travel centers these days, not your daddy's truck stop. You could have an Arby's. You could have a McDonald's in there. You could have a Wendy's. You could have a full-service Dairy Queen. And, of course, the Flying J's, great food in there, too. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And you're always there with a podcast.
That's right.
All right. We will talk to you on Monday morning, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. That's Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. And, of course, we're gearing up now for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com to come on in there, which she will any second. And we'll be hearing from her. And the other thing is with everything that's going on here, you gotta understand that we live in a
in a changing world. A changing world. And now France is investigating, and Denise and I are going to talk about that. France is investigating whatever transpired there in Beirut. And we'll get into that with Denise, because the French president said that they were actually checking flights, overflights, to see if a missile was fired, of all things. So, without fail, let's go over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning.
Morning.
We heard yesterday late afternoon that the president of Lebanon and the president of France jointly are talking about checking to see if any missile was fired from an aircraft or from anywhere else. They're checking overhead of satellite imagery that, and I don't know if there's a real possibility of that, but what do you think?
There is, in fact, a couple of videos out there that have gone into the reverse, kind of like in the negative side. And through that technology, what they've done with that video, you see a what looks to be like some kind of object coming from 11 o'clock out of the sky into that target, and as soon as it hits, it blows. So that is what has caused this chatter. They're trying to... I think there's already been some explanations, but they're not ready to let us have that information yet.
No, and this is France that found this out at the request of the Lebanese president. Is that correct?
Well, France has a sizable interest in Lebanon, so I think that they're kind of taking the lead on this. But remember, Trump came out and said that his general said it looked like it was an attack.
Right.
And the media came through there and said, no, no, no. But now this video has surfaced. That chatter may have been correct. We don't know that yet.
Well, I'm telling you, that would be dramatic news. Now we'd have to fire out where the missile came from. And they may even have a direction where it started, where it originated, and that would be huge.
They know it already. We okay. have that technology. It's known already. They just don't want it out there yet.
Okay. Now, if I say the word Sturgis, what say you?
Motorcycles.
Well, they're there. They rumbled into Sturgis for the start of the annual rally. Tens of thousands of bikers. It's going to be a huge thing up there. Again, this is by Mount Rushmore, Sturgis up in that area. And they're there. They're going to have one whale of a weekend. You're going to hear all about it. You'll probably see some news agencies that will be there because this is an annual thing. But it didn't stop them any. Didn't slow them down.
Well, they came with... understanding of the hygiene and
okay, hold that thought. I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. She kind of chopped up there at the end. I don't know what that was all about. But anyway, hold that thought. We'll be right back, so don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch continues. Weekend edition here all across the country. A big shout-out to our friends in Reno, Nevada, and hello to Eddie Ford and Company. Also to our friends in Las Vegas, Nevada tonight. Be right back.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get through.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. www.captainsamerica.com.